My name is Keith Orton. I moved to Plainloon to try and start a new life after a messy breakup, but fate had other plans for me. I was attacked and bitten by a werewolf whilst camping with my friends, and a month afterwards, I turned into one myself. Now, after months of silence, I'm finally meeting up with my childhood best friend Matt at a club near me. He doesn't know about my condition, and I want to keep it that way. I only hope that I don't give anything away while we're talking. It'll be fine. It's just Matt. We'll catch up, and if he asks, just tell him about the doctors.
Hey Keith, me again. Look, I know you said you were going back to the doctors for a test on your leg, but surely that doesn't take 3 whole months, right? Look, I'm sorry I'm, like, prying, but it just feels like you're hiding something from me. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we're brothers, Keith. You can tell me anything. You don't have to tell me now. It can wait until the club, okay? I love you, man.
Oh, Matt. You have no idea how much I want to tell you what's happening to me, but you'd only believe me if I showed you. But I don't want to show you. I don't want you to see me like... Let's go.
And then he tells me that I screwed up the paintwork, even though he specifically asked for it to be like that. And now, he's docked my pay.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry I wasn't there.
It's fine. But yeah, that's been my life for the past 3 months. What about you? You mentioned earlier that you've been going to the doctors?
Yeah, the doctors wanted to find out how my leg healed so quick, so they ran a few tests, but they couldn't find anything to explain.
Okay then. Oh yeah, speaking of that night, I've got something to show you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the thing that bit you. It popped up all over the internet. Look, people from all over the town have been taking pictures and recording videos. It's even making the news. Well, not the werewolf bit. They're just talking about some big animals raiding farms and killing all the livestock and hunting the local wildlife. They're saying it's a bear or an escaped big cat from the local circus, but you and I both know what it is. Anyways, with any luck, someone will find and kill that thing so it doesn't hurt anyone.
Well, I don't think we need to worry about that anymore since we're not going to be camping out in those woods anymore, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Is everything okay?
Huh? Yeah, why?
Well, no offence, but you've been acting weird, like, since the attack. I mean, first you go radio silent on me for about 3 months, and even now I feel like you're walking on eggshells around me. Did I say something wrong? Is it because I brought up the attack? Is it some kind of, like, PTSD? Oh, Keith, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. I just...
Matt, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just... I'm still recovering, that's all.
Okay, well, if there's anything you want to talk about, or if there's anything you need to get off your chest, you can tell me.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just, oh no. Shit! Not here. Not now. What do I do? The woods are miles away from me. If I change here, everyone's gonna die. Including Matt. Maybe. The bathroom. Damn it, no. I must go around the town house the first time I check the house. The bathroom gonna do something right now. I've got no other choice. I've got to get to the bathroom.
Hey.
Before it's too late.
Hey. Keith, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I just need to go to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute.
Right, just follow him to make sure he's okay.
Are you okay?
No! Stay back!
All right. Jeez. Sorry. Asshole.
Just stay away. Just stay away, please.
Okay, give me a sec. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man. Are you alright? You don't look too good.
I'm sorry. Please, excuse me.
Go away now.
Keith? Keith, are you okay? Oh God, no, Keith! Finally. caught up to this thing. I've got my phone recording this. I should probably stay quiet so it doesn't matter. Wait a second. That's bollocks. There's no way. But I don't see Keith anywhere else around here. And this silence for the past 3 months, along with the way he was acting on his way to the bathroom. Oh, God. Keith is a werewolf! Okay. Changes things. I'll just get out of here and ask him about this tomorrow. I mean, I've got video evidence, so I can't deny what I saw. Oh, shit! Keith, it's me, Matt. It's too much brothers. I'm not here to hurt you. Keith, please, recognize me. Look at me, Keith! Keith, wake up! Come on, Keith, please!
Oh, my damn head. Oh. Matt!
Keith, thank God!
Are you okay? Are you hurt? What? Were you bit?
I'm fine. I'm more worried about you.
Wait. If you're here, that means... Oh, you saw me as... Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I actually recorded everything on my phone. Well, at least it was a bear and not me.
That's true. Look, Matt, I understand if you want nothing to do with me and you want to stay as far away from me as possible after what's happened, but if this is where we part ways, I need you to delete everything from your phone and not tell a soul about what happened last night.
Leave you? Keith, we're practically brothers. Why would I leave? I want to help you. I want to help you find a cure.
Help me? Matt, I don't think there's any helping or curing this.
Even if that's the case, I want to just at least help you live with this.
All right, I'll let you help. You've always been so damn stubborn.
Okay, I'm gonna rush back to the club and get the car. Do not go anywhere, okay?
Okay, well, I'm not usually able to move for the first hour after changing back anyway. Just be quick, please.
Got it. I'll be back soon. So, these past 3 months, you've been turned into that. All those pictures and videos on the internet. Oh my god, and the attacks on the farms. That was all you?
Yeah, I never went back to the doctors. I used them as an excuse for you to stay away. I didn't want you to find out, and I didn't want to hurt you, or worse.
You should have just told me something was wrong. I would have been here for you, in a heartbeat.
You wouldn't have believed me.
Even so, you should have told me. Sure, I might not have believed you at first, but... Alright, well, you're going to promise me you're not going to lie, or keep secrets from me going forward.
Okay, I promise I won't lie or keep secrets anymore. And I'm sorry.
Whoa, did you do that?
Yeah, I've been wanting to get it fixed. I just don't know what story to tell the contractors.
Damn. Alright. I'm going to head back to my place and grab my things and move in with you. If I'm going to be helping you, I need to be with you at all times.
I guess that makes sense. Just know you're going to be paying rent, or at least do the food shopping.
Fine. As long as you let me help.
Detective Hargreaves.
Officer Schrader, what's up?
Well, I have something that I thought I'd run by you because it might have something to do with that case you're investigating.
Oh, what is it?
Well, last night we received a call from the Rave Station nightclub reporting vandalism. I answered the call out, and when I got there, I saw this massive hole in the bathroom wall. It looked like a fucking wrecking ball went straight through it, but I looked around, and there weren't any wrecking balls or any heavy machinery in sight.
Okay, what does it have to do with...
I'm getting to that. Anyway, I looked down at the floor, and I saw a mix of footprints. Some human, others not so much. I followed them, and they led me deep into the woods. I got to the woods, and I started seeing blood along the grass and claw marks in the trees, and I kept following it until I found this.
Is that a bear?
Yeah, Or rather, what's left of one.
So, a bear broke into a nightclub?
That's what I thought too at first, but then I found this.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I ran some scans on it, and it tells me it's the same fur that you've been finding at all those farms. Large canine, unknown breed.
So, that means...
That means whatever's been attacking these farms is strong enough to kill a damn bear.
Jesus. Thank you, Officer Schrader. I'll take this under advisement. By the way, does the public know about the fur?
Nope. It's been completely under wraps as per your request. May I ask why?
Well, I have an interview with Plain Loon News later this week, and I promised I'd have some exclusive evidence for regarding this case.
Alright, well, I'll make sure nobody knows about it until you've been on the air.
Okay, thanks, Schrader. See you around.
Got the bag, it's got the spare clothes, the flask, my phone in case I wake up before you find me. I think that's everything. Ow! Matt, what the hell?
It's just a...
What was that?
Just a safety measure.
What the fuck did you just put in me?!
Keith! Your eyes!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Oh, damn it.
Hey, it's okay, Keith. I should have told you. I was going to do that. That's my fault. Not yours.
This curse, it keeps changing me in all kinds of ways. I'm sorry. Just please tell me, what did you inject me with?
It's a GPS tracker, so I can keep track of your movements and make sure you stay in the woods. It's also so I don't spend all day trying to find you when the sun comes up.
Where did you even... You know what? I'm not even gonna ask. Let's just go. Don't need to go through all this effort for me, Matt. I'm perfectly fine with you just dropping me off here.
It's fine. I've got put on some survival training to use somehow. Plus, I actually quite enjoy it. No, take off your clothes.
Excuse me?
To go in this rucksack.
Oh. Right.
It's sauce I got a GPS track inside, so I'll be picking it up on the way to get you.
That's actually really clever. Matt, thank you for all of this. I don't know where I'd be without you.
Keith, it's fine really. I said I was going to help you. If not to find a cure, then to at least help you live with it. And that's what I'm gonna do, for as long as I need to. Plus, that means you also owe me.
I don't know how long I can fight it for. Go!
Jesus, Keith. I'll get you a barrel, but you could try eating a little less.
Oh, God.
Morning, sunshine.
Matt? Did everything go okay?
Everything was fine. You never left the woods, and it only took me like 5 minutes to find you. Though I think you might hit another farm.
Oh, damn it. I didn't hurt anyone, did I?
Apart from the animals? No. No, I don't think so. Really? I thought you lost the need for sleep with all those nighters you've been doing.
No, I still need sleep. I just don't need it as often as other humans do anymore. I usually sleep twice a month. Once before the full moon, and once after.
Alright, I'm going to go do some shopping because we're running low on a few things. Do you need anything before I go or while I'm out?
Just lots of meat. I don't mind what.
Okay, you're not going to eat it raw, are you?
What? No! Of course I'm going to cook it. Jesus, Matt, I'm not that much of an animal. It's just... Every time I eat something that isn't meat, I get more hungry.
Alright, I'll be back in like 2 hours.
Okay, well, I'll see you in about 9.
Stay away from us!
Please. Just stop.
All those poor animals!
How long if you start killing humans, Keith?
Please. No. No! I don't want to be a monster!
Keith! What's wrong?
I had a nightmare. Everyone was scared of me. They were yelling at me. Everyone. Even you.
Keith. I am scared. Not of you, but for you. But there's nothing you can do to make me hate you. Or say whatever it said in your dream. I'm not leaving you. Ever. You'll have to kill me to get rid of me.
Thank you, Matt. Hey, Matt. That shop under the cemetery. Do you think it's real?
Honestly, no. I think this town's just full of lunatics, trying to get your hopes up. Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just desperate. I want to find out more about what's happening to me. Thanks. Keep the change. God, that smell! Okay. Now that that's out of the way, I should start searching this place for clues. Damn it! I must have circled this place at least 10 times and there's nothing here. I guess Matt was right. I was just getting my hopes up for nothing. Walter Gallagher, cause of death unknown. Is that butter? Whoa, I can actually see all the way down the stairs. Still, that doesn't stop me from being a little bit scared. Welcome to Walter's Wicked Emporium, open 24/7. This is the place. It has to be. Oh, God.
I'll be with you shortly.
Okay. There's all sorts of things in here. There's stakes for vampires, crosses for demons. There's even spell books in here for witches. If I didn't turn into a 12-foot wolf monster every full moon, I wouldn't even begin to believe any of this.
Can I help you?
Jesus Christ! Christ!
Not quite.
How could this guy get the jump on me? Surely I would have been able to hear his footsteps or something. Why is his hand so cold? It's pretty warm in here.
Walter Gallagher, at your service.
Walter Gallagher? Wait, That's the name on the grave I used to get in here. Okay, starting to panic a little now.
Are you all right? How may I be of service?
Well, I heard about this place from a few people, and I was wondering if you had any books on...
On? Well, come on, out with it!
Monsters.
Well, I have plenty of books about monsters. I'm going to have to ask you to be more specific.
You know what? Forget it. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
A book on werewolves, perhaps?
Since the first time I changed. Yeah, I'd like a book on werewolves, please.
Well, why didn't you say so? I've got just the book for you. Wait there. Not that one, not that one, definitely not that one.
Hey man, be careful. That one almost hit me.
Aha! Found it. Here you go.
Werewolves, the Guide to Lycanthropy? This thing's definitely seen better days. All the pages are yellowed, and even have tears in them. The cover's even made of wolf fur. This book must be at least 100 years old.
That should have everything you want to know in it.
Alright. How much do you want for it?
Oh, I stopped caring about money a long time ago. I know this must sound strange, but all I ask in exchange for that book is some simple company.
Company?
Yes, it gets quite lonely down here. I don't get a lot of customers.
I don't really want to, but spending some time with this creep is the only way to get some damn information. So be it. Sure. I'll try and stop by twice every month.
Oh, thank you. That means more than you could know. Do enjoy that book.
Don't worry about it. Oh, I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, man. I think that's the best sleep I've had since, well, Keith's revelation. Oh, I should see how he's holding up. Keith? 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 Where the hell did he go? He didn't change, did he? The weather said the moon wasn't going to be full tonight. Keith! Where the hell have you been? I was just about to come looking for you.
I went to the cemetery to look for that shop, and it's real. Matt, it's real. And I even got a book. We can finally find out more about what's happening to me.
Forget the shop for a sec. Jesus Christ, Keith. What if someone jumped you or tried to rob you or something? Hell, what if the moon was full? What then?
Come on, Matt. I'm not made of glass. I was very careful. I came back okay, didn't I?
Yeah, but... just tell me you're going somewhere next time, okay?
Alright. I'm sorry.
Okay, now let me get dressed and we'll read the book together.
Okay.
Let's see if whatever you paid for this book was worth it.
Yeah, here's hoping.
A werewolf's heart is about 2/3 the size of humans, and in order for it to shrink, first it has to stop.
In fact, all of a werewolf's organs are smaller, so while they're having a heart attack, they're suffering from liver and kidney failure as well.
Jesus Christ. This is what Keith has to go through every month for the rest of his life? Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's carry on. The only cure for lycanthropy is death via a wolfsbane tipped silver bullet to the brain or heart. Damn it!
Hey, it's okay. We can still get through this. Remember, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
Yeah, I know. It just sucks. I don't want to be that for the rest of my life.
I know. Trust me. We'll find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Sure we will.
Silver is incredibly dangerous to werewolves because how pure it is. When a werewolf comes into physical contact with it, it burns their skin.
Oh, God. Ever since you pricked me with that needle, the skin on my neck, it feels like it's sizzling or melting or something.
The needle. It must have been made out of silver. Oh, God. Keith, I'm sorry. I'll get you through this, I promise.
Is this seat taken?
Huh? Oh! No. Not that I know of, anyway.
Thanks. I don't think I've seen you before. Who are you?
I'm Keith.
And how long have you been here?
A few months. I don't go out a lot, so that's probably why you've never seen me.
Right.
Think of it. I think I've seen you somewhere before.
Oh?
Yeah, you're that detective from TV. There was a massive celebration in town a few months ago for your promotion. Oh, what's your name? Valeria? Valentina? Valerie?
Vanessa. Detective Vanessa Hargreaves.
Oh, sorry, I'm terrible at names. Hey, you look a little pale. Are you okay?
Huh? Oh, this is just a skin condition. Had it since I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Here's your garlic steak.
Oh, finally. Thank you.
Garlic?
Yeah. Do you not like garlic?
Yeah, it just gives me the creeps every time I see it or smell it.
Oh, okay. Hey, I don't mean to be a pain, but could you get this boxed up? I'll eat it later.
Sure thing.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Nah, it's fine. I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable around me. I can wait until later.
Okay, thank you.
Huh? What was that?
Oh, that was my watch. I'm really sorry, but I need to go. It was nice meeting you, Keith.
Oh! You too. Bye. Huh.